Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Stratomatic Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Reiter. Joining me on the phone, driving through West Texas, is Glenn Guzzo, the author of Stratomatic Fanatics. Glenn, how's the drive?
Well, I'm glad to be on the phone. Kind of lonely out here. A lot of bush weed, you know, not too many buildings, about six cars, if not a lot of people around.
This is a
wasteland right now.
You're about to go through, or have you gone through, Odessa, Texas, the home of the book and the movie Friday Night Lights.
On the way there. I'm through Abilene now, and still got to go through Midland and Odessa, and the author of Friday Night Lights, Buzz Bissinger, is a guy I worked with in Philadelphia, is a friend and a tremendous reporter, won a Pulitzer Prize at the Philadelphia Inquirer when we were there together, and a Stratomatic player. Buzz and I played Stratomatic football together in Philadelphia, and he's one of the many figures in my Stratomatic Fanatics book about his days growing up playing Stratomatic baseball.
That's awesome. Well, I want to get into the ratings preview, tease a few of the players that are going to be released tomorrow. Every year on the fan forum, the Stratomatic fan forum, Derby Guy comes out with his projections. And it's become an annual ritual on the forum. And a lot of people, it's something that they look forward to. And now is the time to bust a few bubbles and to make a few people's days the day before the ratings are going to be released. Player number one I want to talk to you about is New York Giants safety Kenny Phillips. Derby Guy gave him a rating of 4. He ended up with a 6. Talk to me about Kenny Phillips.
He was the best guy in the secondary for the Giants on a team that won the Super Bowl. And he rebounded beautifully after a year with an injury. I can understand why somebody would expect after he misses a year to not end up with a strong rating, but everything we had on him from the reading, the expert report, the statistical analysis said Phillips had a great year.
Player number two, going to burst somebody's bubble. They probably looked at Derby Guy's rating of a 5.4. He ended up with a 0.6. I'm talking about former Tennessee Volunteer Kevin Burnett. Talk to me about Kevin.
Big disappointment. Miami was expecting big things from him. Never saw it. The reading on him was very harsh all season long. So the guy just didn't make plays. He was not a force in any aspect of the game. Was beaten often in pass coverage. He was pretty close to a bust.
Next up is Donald Penn. Derby Guy rated him a 5.5. He got a 6.7.
The Penn could have been a 5. I wouldn't argue with anybody who says, I thought he was more like a 5. There are a lot of borderline guys. There are a certain number of sixes we need in the set. Penn were better than I expected. The expert had him rated as a 6. That's one of the expert we probably count on most that rated as a 6. The statistical analysis on him was actually very good, despite the fact that Tampa's offense was not very good. As far as the 7 pass block goes, the pass block is very much a statistical rating for the team. And then the ratings are distributed by players, and each position carries a certain amount of statistical weight that contributes to the team rating. And I can't divulge, what weight is going to be assigned to each position, but you could figure, anybody who knows football, that the left tackle is going to be pretty important in that. And Tampa actually had very good pass protection.
Patrick Chung was a guy that, as we were prepping for this, you told me you had some interesting insights into him. Derby Guy projected a 0. Patrick Chung ends up with a 5.
Yeah, Patrick Chung was a 4 last year, and he missed half of the season. So there's a great argument to be made that says, how did he get better? That shouldn't he still be a 4, per se? You know, and given the fact that the Patriots had a terrible season defending the pass, someone could argue then for a 0. But I suspect, what did Derby guy give McCourty?
Yeah, what's that?
What did Derby guy give McCourty in the same secondary?
Let me check.
Do you have that handy?
Yes, I do. Let me pull it up really quick.
Because if he was distributing the ratings across that secondary a little differently and gave McCourty better than a 0, that would show, we're shifting the emphasis from one player to another, different from Derby guy's analysis.
Derby guy projected McCourty to be a 4.
There you go. Okay, so there's, we had McCourty down 1 from that, and we have Chung 2 higher. Now, in Chung's case, the reports we had were that the Patriots were way better in their coverage when Chung was on the field than when he was not.
Really?
Now, I'm not watching every game from New England. I'm relying on the reading and the experts for that kind of analysis. But the Patriots, of course, are a Super Bowl team. And if that is true, if Chung was important to the secondary of a very successful team, we wanted to make him the best defender in that secondary, if we could support it. And so that's how he ended up a 5, when nobody else in the secondary ended up a 5. One of the things I mentioned in the previous podcast is we have a certain number of 0s, 4s, 5s, and 6s across the defense for the whole league. And every year there's some tough calls to make on who are going to be the last 5s or who's going to be the extra 0s and so forth to balance that out. The benefit of the doubt based on those reports and the Patriots team success.
Player number 5. We're going to make some people's days. Hillsdale College alumni Jared Veld here for the Oakland Raiders. Derby guy projected a 4-7. Jared ends up with a 6-7. I got to admit, Glenn, this was probably one of the biggest surprises when I looked over all the ratings. Talk to me about Jared.
The statistical analysis loved Veld here. They just thought he had one of the dominant seasons in the NFL. And very well. Certainly when they had McFadden. Veldahir was a guy who, in the reading as well, is a guy who's talked about how he's gotten progressively better. There was no indication that he should be a 4. The only debate would be whether he's a 5 or 6.
And the last guy, I know you're ready to talk about this secondary. A lot of people last year selected Cam Chancellor, hoping for that 6 rating. That Derby guy projected, but he ends up with a 4. What happened with what happened with Cam?
Yeah. Chancellor was a very interesting case. If I'm drafting, first of all, I don't participate in any leagues in the sports where I'm currently, especially keeper leagues where you're drafting. I do not play in any of those leagues where, I'm affecting the ratings.
Yeah,
and it's just not credible. So, Chancellor is a guy I'd be looking for in the future. He had a lot of promise. What a lot of people may not know about the Seattle secondary, it was the second most penalized secondary in the NFL after Oakland. Oakland just shattered records for how many penalties that defense had. Stanford Rowler had just tremendous number of penalties, for instance. But Browner, Sherman, Chancellor, penalties. Browner and Sherman more because they're cornerbacks. But Chancellor had something like 7 penalties on his own, which is a lot for a strong safety who a lot of times isn't even involved in coverage. It's cheating up close to the line. But the funny thing was about Chancellor is there was no consensus on this guy in different reports.
Really?
We had from experts and statistics and reading. Some called him a 4, some called him a 5, some called him a 6. There was even one argument that he should be a 0. I didn't think that was credible. But the fact that he's so young, hasn't really proven himself yet. Secondary was already going to have a 6, and Earl Thomas had a tremendous season, a Pro Bowl guy, Pro Bowl starter. And Browner was the next best guy overall, according to the reports we had. So he was coming up a 5. That left a 4 for Chancellor.
There we go. 6 guys that have been teased. Tomorrow, the ratings get released. Thanks for joining me, Glenn. Drive safely through Texas. Get safe to California. And let's do it again.
Thanks. I look forward to it. Glad you're doing this. It's a great service for all the gamers.
All right. Thanks a lot for tuning into this Stratomatic podcast. I'm your host, Steve Ryder. This podcast has been a Right Turn Media production. If you have any comments, suggestions, or any suggested topics, I'm planning on doing this every couple weeks, twice a month probably. And so if there's anything in particular that you want to talk about, any suggestions, any general managers that you think are successful and you want me to pick their brain or anything, just shoot me an email at commish@HerculeanFootball.com. That's commish@HerculeanFootball.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.